Of course, we believe democracy has been raped. It's not a democracy as one would have imagined. It is infested with a lot of problems. At least part of the population, a large part of the population, is excluded, either because they were Ba'athists or because they were members of the army or members of the security or Sunnis or from this province or that province and so on. This is not why we fought dictatorship for 30 years to come to this.
Sectarian division in Iraq over the past few years has grown only wider. It's a chasm now. Who's to blame for that?
It's many parties to blame, but definitely the ones to blame are the forces that occupied Iraq, the forces that dismantled the state of Iraq. They did not have any post-conflict policies.
America, Britain.
America and Britain. And Britain and Tony Blair agrees with me on this. Frankly speaking, the United States did not know what to do after the occupation of Iraq. Every single day, every week, they were coming with ideas and concepts which are not operational here in this country. And they dismantled the army, they dismantled the security, they dismantled the judiciary, and they introduced de-Ba'athification, ignoring the fact that the Ba'ath Party ruled for 4 decades, and many people had to join, otherwise there is no way to live. There was a vacuum which was created in Iraq, filled by regional powers, mainly Iran, and havoc was wreaked on Iraq.
You sound as if you're almost in agreement with Prime Minister Maliki that the sectarian problems here in Iraq are blamed on outside forces and nothing to do with Iraqi politicians.
No, Mr. Maliki was the deputy head of the De-Ba'athification Commission. He came with vengeance to take revenge. He then, by default, became the Prime Minister in this country. The results of the 2010 elections were raped, unfortunately supported by the international community and by Iran. How can Mr. Maliki, who is the commander-in-chief, the prime minister, the minister of defense, minister of interior, head of intelligence, boss of the Dawa party, the head of the state of law, and the head of all the independent commissions, definitely he is the person who holds all powers in this country now. We see that the Iraqi people are crying and are hungry for change. We are losing 1,000 victims per month. Blood is spilling all over the place. The radicalization of sectarianism is taking place. And now the militias are roaming the streets of Iraq and Baghdad, and they parade in the daylight under the very ears and eyes of the government. The army is being destroyed systematically in Anbar and Mosul and Salah al-Din and Diyala. And who is taking over are the militias. And this is after 12 years of liberating Iraq from dictatorship. The shameful thing is not only what's happening in Iraq. The shameful thing is that this is happening under the very eyes and ears of the international community. And what we see now is a categoric abuse of human rights in all directions, all walks of life. And we see a country which is systematically being destroyed. And yet nobody is raising even a sound to protect the Iraqi people.